The following people have a din of a Baal Keri that required tefillah. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that Ezra HaSefer was good, so he decreed that somebody who is a Baal Keri cannot dive in or learn until he immerses himself in a mikvah. Ra mayim chalukim o achurim betchilatar be'emso v'sof tamei. If he has a discharge of drips of water or cloudy water, if he saw this discharge before urination, then he is tar. And this would not be hairy. Instead, it was caused by the fact that he held himself in. But if he had this discharge in the middle or towards the end of his urination, then he is tame, as in such a case it is considered carry, and he is required to immerse himself before he davens or learns. If he had this discharge from the beginning until the end of his urination, then he is tar, as if it was carry, would not be discharged. And since he saw from the beginning until the end of the urination, then he is tar, it is not considered carry. Levanim v'nim shachim tame. But if the discharge that he had with a sticky white discharge, in such a case he is tame, no matter when he saw it, doesn't make a difference whether he saw it meitchila v'asof from the beginning of the end of the urination, or if he saw it in the beginning of the urination. In all cases, since the discharge that he had with a sticky white discharge is definitely carry, and he is tame. Rabbi Yossi Omer levanim ke'achur. Rabbi Yossi says a white discharge has the same din as a cloudy discharge, just like we said that a cloudy discharge is not considered carry if he saw it meitchila v'asof from the beginning until the end, or if he saw it in the beginning of urination. So too, a white discharge has the same din. If he saw it meitchila in the beginning, or if he saw it meitchila v'asof from the beginning until the end, he would not be tamei. It would not be considered carry, according to Rabbi Yosef. Sachem Mikvot Parachas Mishnah Gimel Hamato Tipin Avos Mitoicha Amah Tamei Tibi Rabbi Lozer Chasma. Somebody had a discharge of 6 drops from his amah, from his male organ, he would be tamei according to Rabbi Lozer Chasma. This would be considered carry. Therefore, he would be a Baal Keri, and he would have to immerse himself in the mikvah before he learns Torah or Davos. Hamahar v'layla v'amar umato v'saro cham. Tame. Somebody who had fever at night, he dreamt at night that he was boiling Isha. And he woke up, he found that his basa was cham, that his organ was heated up. In such a case, he would be tame. He would be considered a Baal Keri. Even if he doesn't see any Keri, we still assume that he must have seen some Keri, and therefore, he is tame. Hapoleta zera b'yom ha'shlishi. Tahara. Tibbe Rabbi Lazar ben Azari. A woman that expels zera on the 3rd day after she had relations with a man, she would be tar according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azari. As it did it, that if a woman after she has relations with a man, she discharges some of the shechva zera, she would have a din of a Baal Keri, she would have to immerse herself in the mikvah. But if she only expels that zera by the 3rd day after she had relations, for example, she had relations on Thursday, and she expels it on Shabbat, that's the 3rd day, from the time she had relations. The zera that she expels is considered decayed, and therefore would no longer be mitami her, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. Only if she expelled that shechva zera on the same day she had relations, or on the next day, would she be tame. In such a case, she would have a din of a Baal Keri. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, pa'amim shehem arba onos, pa'amim shehem chamesh, pa'amim Shehem Shishim. Rabbi Shmuel says, sometimes when a woman expels the shechva zera after she had a relation with a man, within 4 onos, an ona is a 12-hour period, either a day or a night. And sometimes when she expels it during those 4 onos, she would be tame. And sometimes, even if she expels it in the 5th ona after she had relations, she would be tame, she would have a din of a Baal Keri. And sometimes, even if she expels that shechva zera within 6 12-hour periods from the time she had a relation with a man, she would be tame. As according to Rabbi Yishmael, even if she expelled the shechva zera on the 3rd day from the time she had relations, she would be tame. Only if she expelled it on the 4th day after she had relations would the zera be considered decayed, and she would not have a din of a Baal Keri. So therefore, depending on what point during the day she had relations with the man, sometimes the 4th or the 5th or the 6th ona that she expelled the shechva zera, she would be tame. For example, if she had relations with the man on Wednesday right before dark. So Wednesday is the 1st day. 3rd day is the 2nd day. Friday is the 3rd day. If she expelled the shechva zera by the end of Friday, she would be tame. Now that's 4 onos, 4 12-hour periods, as she had relations right before the end of Wednesday. So what we have left is Thursday and Friday, which is 4 12-hour periods. And if she expelled the shechva zera by the end of Friday, she would be tame. But Shabbos is already the 4th day. And if she expelled shechva zera on Shabbos, she would not be tame. So this is the case of where she expelled the shechva zera within 4 onos, she would be tame. But if she expelled the shechva zera within the 5th ona, which is Friday night already, she would no longer be tummy. And if instead of having relations on Wednesday right before dark, she had relations on Wednesday morning, then if she expelled the Shifazara within 5 owners, she would be tummy. As Wednesday being the first day, third day, the second day, and Friday the third day. If she sees the Shifazara before the end of Friday, she would be tummy. And there are 5 owners. As there's still an owner left to Wednesday since she had relations on Wednesday morning. And the Thursday and Friday, which is 4 more owners, 5 owners altogether, she would be tummy. But if she expelled the Shifazara on Shabbat is the fourth day, she would no longer be tummy. And sometimes, if she expelled the Shifazara within 6 onos, she would be tummy. For example, she had a relation with a man on the night of Wednesday, on Tuesday night after dark. So that's the beginning of Wednesday. So Wednesday, the first day, Thursday, the second day, Friday, the third day. If she expelled the Shifazara before the end of Friday, she would be tummy. That's 6 onos, and there are still 2 onos left to Wednesday. Since she had a relation at the beginning of Wednesday, 2 onos to Thursday. 2 onos to Friday. Friday is the third day, and Shabbos is the fourth day. If she expelled the Shifazara on Shabbos, she would no longer be tummy, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Lo'olon Chamesh. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's always 5 onos, meaning to say, if the Isha expelled the Shifazara within 5 onos of when she had relations, she would be tummy. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't go by the amount of days since the time she had relations, but the amount of onos, the amount of 12-hour periods. 5 12-hour periods from the time she had relations. If she expelled the Shifazara during that time, she would be tummy. But if she expelled the Shifazara after that time, she would be tar. As Rabbi Yishmael, Elazar ben Azariah, go by the amount of days since she had relations. While Rabbi Akiva holds, it doesn't go by days, it goes by onus. It goes by 12-hour periods. If she expelled the Shifazara within 5 onus from the time she had relations, then she has a din of about carrying. Any more than that, the Shifazara would be considered decayed, and if she expelled it after that time, she would not have a din of a balas carrying.